Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Scandal and Vice, oh sugar and spice.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Monday, which means our dear friend, Garrett Vogel, joins us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Bobby, hello, friend.
Hello, darling. I forget how sexy you look with your new haircut. You popped up on the Zoom, and even though it's very early in the morning, you look pretty great.
Well, you know what? I try. I have to have high standards for you, as you like it. You like your guests to be dolled up and ready to go at a moment's notice, and I'm just here for you. I'm doing this for you, not for me.
Thank you
for
very
you,
much.
Rob Shooter.
Thank you very much. It is very much appreciated. Don't think it does not go unnoticed.
Good. I cannot wait for the Christmas bonus.
That's right. iHeart, I hope you're listening. That goes for all of us.
Oh, actually, again, don't listen. Don't, we don't need that. We're fine.
We'll edit
we're
that
fine.
Part
we make enough
hey,
money.
Let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends?
Oh, it is tea time.
Big story at the top of the show. This is a big story because we're all talking about the coronation, and then suddenly it sort of got hijacked because there were new reports out about these letters that have gone back and forth between Meghan Markle and Prince Charles. These letters are over 2 years old. However, we're just finding out about them now. Some people are suspicious about that. In the letters, in the correspondence, it is brought up Archie's skin tone and who talked about this. Remember that big interview with Oprah Winfrey?
We've heard this
she
before,
sat down
yeah.
with Oprah, with Harry, and they talked about this. They said that a member of the family had unconscious bias. They didn't think it was done to be particularly nasty, but somebody questioned what will be the tone, the colour of little Archie's skin. Now, after that Oprah interview, against people's advice, Charles was so upset. Charles is a nice guy. He was so upset, he wrote her a letter. She wrote back. They went back and forth. A nice thing to do. Now, Meghan's got these letters. We did not know about this, so we're really good reporters.
She's got
there's,
the receipts.
There's been, you know, I'm not the only reporter. There's hundreds of reporters that cover the royal family. Nobody knew about these letters until, guess what? 2 weeks before his big day. Now we know about the letters. What do you think?
Rob Shooter. All right. First off, are we still living in the, you know, the 1800s of exchanging letters? I'm pretty sure you and I and the whole world, including the King of England, has a cell phone.
They do.
An easy text message will do. Down and write correspondence like there's nothing else going on in the day. Mm. And then to because they have to seal it too, right? They have to take the stamp.
Very formal.
And then send it off with the peasant who then hand delivers it by courier and probably horseback. I envision horseback being delivered. And then Megan going, hold on one second. And
I'll have to
write one back. And then the guy's like... my horse, it has to eat something. And then I got to get back to the palace the king's waiting for. Like, it just seems so antiquated, but also it seems so current day of with Meghan Markle hanging on to the receipts. And just ironically enough, they're coming out right before the coronation
all
that she will
days.
Not be at because she's at home with the baby that she was talking about in the letter.
Right. Oof,
how do you sleep at night?
I sort of love it. I got to admit, I've sent many, many emails and lots of texts in my life. I have sent very few letters.
Right,
but
it takes time.
I have. I had a horrible falling out with somebody, and I didn't feel like an email was enough. And I got a card, and I sent a card, and I wrote a note within the card.
And we got back together We got back together after that. You know, it was very thoughtful. You went to CVS and got
sometimes a letter is really powerful.
It means, you know what it is? It shows that there's effort put in. You know what I mean? Mm. And text message, yes, as quick as it is, it also means that it's just like, okay, I got it done in 2 seconds. A letter, you sit down and you write and you put thought into it because, first off, you can't mess up because they probably also use a quill pen and, you know, the ink gets
expensive
everywhere.
Paper.
But it also shows that there was serious thought into both sides, too, into the king's side, into Meghan's side of what they wanted to say. And it wasn't just haphazard of I'm going to write this just because. It meant that they both were feeling a certain way.
You're right. Yeah, I sometimes text can just be a random thought, what I'm thinking in the moment.
Right.
Even emails. But if I sat down and wrote a letter, I'd really think it through. So I like that a lot of thought has got into this. This story really comes in two parts. And the first part is lovely. I love that Charles reached out to her. Nobody else did in the family after that explosive Oprah interview where she talked about suicidal thoughts and she talked about a member of the family questioning the colour of her baby. That's big stuff. So I love the fact that he did reach out. He did it via letter. What I don't like, and this is the second part of the story, is that now they have these letters, and these letters could be released. And the irony of this is that Meghan sent her dad a letter, and he leaked it to the press. And then she sued the press. So she knows what this feels like, to write a letter and have a family member, a father, leak it.
Oh, yes.
Is really bad. And so I hope she doesn't leak these.
Oh, I don't think she will, but for some reason I have a feeling that Piers Morgan will get his grimy hands on them and all of a sudden we'll know about it as well. But remember what we were saying a few weeks ago, Rob, after this coronation and, you know, will they attend? Will they not attend? Then we got an answer and it's like, It is very Kardashian-like, where it's how do you stay in the news cycle? And this is the next thing of there are letters. And
there's letters.
What do these letters do? It makes everyone dig for another 2 weeks. And what does the 2 weeks lead up to? The coronation. And then after the coronation, what does it do? Oh, lip readers were talking about.
It's a soap opera.
Oh, of course.
We need a weekly update, but the ball very much felt the storyline. If this was the Real Housewives, it felt like this was Charles's storyline.
Right.
He's gonna have a crown put on his head in a couple of weeks. It's a big storyline.
Do you get fitted do you get fitted for your crown? Like,
fitted. It takes a while. Yeah.
Because you and I go to Party City, or we just go to like one of those places to rent one for a party, like a Halloween party. It's like a one size fit all.
They fit this. They fit it. And then they fit it again for the next king or the next queen. And that's the other thing, too. Remember, the last person to wear this crown had a much smaller head.
Right.
So they do fit it. But it's going to be interesting now to see what happens. Do you think, and I'm not saying Meghan did this, but I am saying she's the only one that had those letters. Charles did too, actually. There's two people that had those letters. Do you think they let their friends, their relatives,
yes, they can.
Read the letters?
Read the letters, release.
Harry read them.
Harry read them. And we know how this works, too. And you've probably seen it many of times being in the publicist world, Rob Shooter. It's not them because they can't have you know, the proverbial blood on their hands.
It's their people.
It's their people or their friends, and then they can play dumb like, I had no idea.
Right.
This was in my house. I just happened to have people over. And who am I to think that my friends would go through my things?
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? It's like, hey, don't look on the desk over there. I have a very important letter that no one's supposed to read.
Well, the fact that we know that the letters exist, but we don't know what's in them tells me it's a friend or somebody that works for them. It might be a publicist. It might be a member of their staff that have dropped this. Do you think the day of the coronation, literally when they drop the crown on his head, will Meghan or will a friend of Meghan actually release a letter?
I think we'll get a tidbit. And you know what that tidbit will be? And I was about to ask you who, but as I'm talking, I think this makes sense. We'll find out who in the inner family accused Archie's skin, accused of the skin color question that was raised. I think we'll find out.
Who did it?
And you know what? And then I think the ball will be hit back into the king's palace where he then will throw Prince Andrew under the bus. And
if it is him,
you know what I mean? Even if it's not him, I think they'll just throw him under the bus because it'll be the easy target. And then you'll be like, oh, it makes sense. And now he's out of the family pretty much.
They'll change the narrative. Which is such a trick to do. Oh, my goodness. We want to know what you think about all this drama, these letters. So Meghan Markle has denied, she has denied that she's not going to go to the coronation because of the letters that she wrote to Prince Charles. Her spokespeople actually put out a statement saying the Duchess of Sussex is going about her life in the present, not thinking about correspondence from 2 years ago related to a conversation from 4 years ago. Any suggestion otherwise is false and ridiculous. Do you believe her? Is she not going to the coronation because of these letters? What do you think? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rumba. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett, what are you working on?
By the way, before I get to Teresa, you know what the storyline is. This happened before when we've seen this play out. Jersey Shore. This happened in the first season of the Jersey Shore where Jenny wrote a letter about Sammy being cheated on by Ronnie, and we know how that plays out.
We've had the letter before the royals, all right? We're going to put the post office out of business. Don't send letters.
And the couriers and the horses. Let's talk about Teresa Giudice and... So season 13 of Real Housewives of New Jersey, I did not realize we were up to season 13. And we'll probably get, I think we'll probably get maybe five more. I think we'll get up to 20 and then they'll be like, enough is enough, personally.
But I don't know if Bravo is ever enough is enough.
Well, by that time, if you think about it, the kids will be in charge pretty much as if they'll be taking over the family, you know.
Right. Well, there'll be a new cast, but I think the franchise will go on.
I think it'll be the kids. The kids will be old enough where they can go out and party and almost like a Jersey Shore.
But next generation.
Exactly. So, but let's talk about the reunion for season 13. Apparently, according to Page Six, Teresa was in rare form at the reunion. Ooh. And I don't know why it is, though, Rob Shooter. I think it's the fact that they just hold on, or maybe the season to them is a little eh. So they wait to the reunion and then they just let it all out.
Let me tell you why. I know why.
Oh, please.
They told me, the Housewives, at the reunion, they fight for their jobs. So that's when the decision is made whether or not to renew them. They only have one-year contracts, all the ladies. It doesn't matter if you're Teresa the star or a newbie. Teresa's been on for all 13 seasons. At the reunion, Andy makes it very clear that you have to fight like a gladiator to come back. And that's why the reunions are so explosive.
That feels like dancing for your dinner, pretty much. Like,
that's what it is.
Like Dance Monkey, you know what I mean? Like here, Andy's playing the Pied Piper and goes, okay, let's see who wants to stay around. That is
so
messed
up.
Yeah,
who's going to bite one another or who's going to throw a table? It's planned to be this explosive.
That is so messed up. But apparently, Teresa's going, you know what? I am the OG, and I'm coming back because she was just apparently, according to everyone, nastier than ever, cursing. A lot went down with to call her co-star Margaret Joseph a effing whore. I mean, which I mean, like in front of in front of people, you call someone that, Rob, like that is serious. That's almost like
it's serious.
That's almost like saying your mother at that point. Like,
yeah, it's serious.
The only thing that didn't fly was a chair and a table that we know of. Teresa was acting out of place of hurt, of course, but it is just so interesting that we don't get this type of level of things. We get it for maybe like a scene in an episode throughout the season that we hear about, but for some reason, I just noticed that it's the reunions that we get showstopper that we're
and the shot over right. like 6-7 hours, and they edit it down to the best hour or two. And so a lot of the footage that's very normal, people sitting around discussing things, even if they're not happy with one another. I'm told a lot of the discussions are quite civil. But then Andy winds them up. They know they're fighting for their lives. And what the horrible thing about The Housewives is to me, and I've soured on this show, I've got to be honest, I used to love it.
Right.
I used to talk about it all the time. I was obsessed with it. I stopped watching it because it didn't make me feel good about myself anymore. And it just made me feel like, it's been dirty there, for me.
Right, it's been there, done that. I think we've seen it all. It was just like any type of new reality show. At first, it's like, oh my gosh, this is interesting.
And then I've not seen women react like this or behave like this. I've not seen people behave like this. And it was fascinating to me, almost like I was going to the zoo.
Right.
But then it became just normal. And that's the problem here, is that the ladies are rewarded for bad behavior. And I don't know if that's the world that I want to be in, that I want to support. And so for me, Andy, I get it. Winding them up and making them nastier than ever, I get it. It might sound like good TV, but for me, I'm out.
Yeah, no, agreed. I'm out too.
I'm out. Okay, moving along, Alec Baldwin is thanking his wife, Hilaria, as criminal charges against him have been dropped. So the actor faced two counts.
She did nothing for him.
Like, well, let me tell you what he
did. But she wasn't like in the courtroom, let's be honest.
This is what she did, though, and I hope all our spouses do this. So the actor, who faced two counts of involuntary manslaughter for the accidental shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, he thanked his wife and his lawyer on social media. He said, quote, "I owe everything to this woman." And there's a picture of them together, cradled together. What I'm told here, and whatever feelings you have about Alec, right, we have mixed feelings, and Hilaria / Hillary, she's his greatest fan, his biggest supporter. And when the outside world is coming at you, we all need somebody. And she's that person. And I would love to think, Garrett, that if you got in trouble, if Bruce got in trouble, if a friend of mine got in trouble, I would be there for them.
I think so, too. And I think, you know, there's many things. There are 9 billion kids involved and everybody's like that. But it's just so many levels. The fact that, you know, he is going back on set to start up
creepy.
The movie again. That movie should just be shut down, period.
Who's going to see that? Just ghoulish people.
Right, exactly.
They still have the gun scene in it.
Right, well, even more messed up. Like, it's like there is a family that lost someone based off of that, and a child that lost his mother based off of that as well. And it's just, it's so messed up on many levels, and just him going about, like, again, I'm looking at it more from a publicist side of view, maybe. Just be quiet. Don't say anything.
They can't help themselves. They can't. Yeah, for me, you don't have to tell the whole world. Just tell me.
Right.
Like, if I do something nice, you do something nice, Garrett, I call you. I don't write you a letter. Although I might now, because I'm all about the letters.
I'll wait for the horse
to turn up with a letter. Oh. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Schumer, my dear friend Gareth Vogel. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Ooh, last show we talked about Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos, who you know, I think is handsome, slammed for Just Doing Live. Remember, that's the title of the show, Live, 3 days a week. So the old schedule with Ryan is they used to actually tape 5 shows over 4 days,
right,
and they had a long weekend. Now they're only working 3 days a week, and people are furious about this. Is it false advertising? Let's have a look. 95% said yes.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Technically it is. You're right. It is false advertising. Should they change the name of the show?
It's their first week. It was their first week of work. It wasn't even like they were 6 months in or a month. It was the first week of work.
Days. Three.
I mean, you can't be live. And here's the key, too. Here's how you catch on, too. If you're watching, you know, and want to use a fine-tooth comb to figure it out, Thursday and Friday, no headlines. It's very generic speak in that first, because that first 20 minutes is about, you know, hey, what did we do last night? What are we doing? And they won't talk about things that happened the night before, especially if
because it happened 3 days ago.
Right, because they happened 3 days ago. It'll be like, oh, I was reading a story online, and according to that, if you use your pillow twice a day, you know,
that's
you'll be
right. Like, they're not going to have Taylor Swift has dyed her hair red, right, because they wouldn't know because it's on the wrong
day. Did you see Succession last night?
I agree with the naughties. Advertising. Yes. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear out your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
All right, let's talk about Prince Louis. You've been talking about the Royals a lot. And, you know, he just celebrated his fifth birthday, Rob Shooter. And you know how he spent his fifth birthday being pushed around in a wheelbarrow by mom. It's fun. Like, if you think about it, we all need to go back to that 5 year old that we once were, and just enjoy the simplicity of just being 5 years old and having a wheelbarrow. Like, think about it. Some of our favorite times as children probably were playing with the most mundane, silly things, like a box. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Prince Louis. Again, he's a prince and has everything accessible to him at any given time. If he goes, I want 100 lollipops, 100 lollipops will show up. It was a wheelbarrow. And he had the biggest smile on his face just being pushed around by mom. And,
you know,
Kate probably had the biggest grin on her face, too, and the biggest core memory created just pushing her son in a wheelbarrow.
Happy birthday.
Exactly.
I love it. And nicest of the day. Now, naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. People on TikTok have come after Selena Gomez. So she shared a picture of herself, some TikTok videos of herself, in a swimsuit. And she has now declared, quote, real stomachs are in. So in this video, she's not sucking
in
her tummy.
About time, thank you.
She's not pretending to be somebody else. She's not using those Kardashian-type filters. She said, no, I'm not sucking it in. Real stomachs is coming the F back. Okay. She goes on to say that she's really happy in her life at the moment, and she doesn't care what anybody has to say about the way she looks. She should be our nicest of the day, too. But all those people criticizing her for having a real body.
But you know what, Rob Shooter? That means this summer, you and I, Jersey Shore, we can take our shirts off.
Barely at Garrett. Okay, let's end with a moment. Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Only you have the power to decide when a new chapter starts and when an old one ends. It's your life.
Very true.
So if you find yourself in the wrong story or you're not enjoying the plot, change it. Never forget that you get to decide every single day if you're going to be the victim or the hero.
Love it.
It's your story. That is it for today.
Thank you
so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can, and remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you got to be nice. Take care, Garrett.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast, will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.